The following comes to Radioactive from the Voice of America.
This is Business Scene. I'm Skylar Ogden. Many U.S.-based companies asked to be exempt from U.S.-China tariffs this summer because their CEOs fear the tariffs would negatively affect their livelihoods and increase the cost of doing business. Among those are three Colorado-based firms now feeling the impact of the recent tariff war. Silewa North America is a manufacturing company that makes a range of outdoor gear and apparel. Much of its headwear is made in China and has been tariffed. Company owner Silewa Drew Saunders worries he might have to move his supply chains out of China soon if the tariffs last much longer.
It's going to be either a negative financial impact on us or on our directly on our customer.
Keith Johnson, the chief creative director at Elope, a company that designs, makes, and distributes accessories, says that customers are already complaining about the high prices. He is concerned that the next round of tariffs, which will climb from 10 to 25% in January, might force retailers to manufacture those items themselves.
You do the math, that's a lot of tariff on one hat. So if a hat costs us $4, we're paying over a dollar. It's too much. It makes it very, very difficult to stay competitive and keep manufacturing.
China is also a key export market for another Boulder-based company, Kokona. CEO Jeff Bowman employs around 20 people and worries about the sustainability of his firm and the people in China who will be impacted.
Ultimately, who loses? Those people who are sewing and cutting and sewing in China, they're losing.
China's exports accelerated in September, signaling that companies are rushing to get shipments out ahead of the upcoming tariff rate increase of 25%. Work environments in Japan are evolving and becoming more adaptable. Fuji Xerox and the Tokyo Metro System have installed satellite offices in major subway stations around the Japanese capital, hoping to cater to a mobile workforce. Fuji Xerox's black and white office pods can be reserved online at 200 yen for a 15-minute period. Snow Peak Business Solutions offers another unusual work venue, a camping tent. In Tokyo's Marunouchi Financial District, groups of business people sit on pillows in a tent surrounded by tall skyscrapers. Teleworkers are also now fond of working in karaoke rooms. The world's biggest karaoke operator, Daishi Kosho, started the new service in April last year and opened up its singing rooms for office space at 33 outlets. For VOA's Business Scene, I'm Skylar Ogden.
That was a program from the Voice of America.